Look up in the sky. Do you remember this? Thank you. That's enough of this. September is Bat Festival month in Devon, and there are events around the county, including bat walks, bat talks, and even a bat swim. Helen Parr is the Community Engagement Officer on the... Now, I didn't realise there was a separate group, the Devon Greater Horseshoe Bat Project. I find that fascinating. Is there a splinter group for Dorbenkins or Pipistrel?
Oh, I don't know about that, but this particular project is led by Devon Wildlife Trust, and it's a partnership project of 18 different organisations, and it's funded through the Heritage Lottery Fund. So we've got a five-year project, and we're just coming to the end of our second year on it.
Oh, look, I salute you, because I love bats. I've got one little fella that, I'm assuming it's one, living in a barn behind me, goes out every night.
Oh, yeah.
When weather allows him.
Yeah, so, well, we love bats, and particularly the greater horseshoe bat. And what we're trying to do is secure the future for this endangered bat by getting people into bats, and perhaps they're not all as enthusiastic as you about bats. So if anyone's doubtful about whether they like bats or not, we'd like to try and change their mind and just show them what fascinating creatures they are and how they can get involved with our project and help the bats.
Indeed. When you say we've got to love bats, the flying leathery mouse is not good PR, really.
No, it's not. But as you get to learn more, and I came into this as sort of an educator and an environmentalist, and I've learnt loads about greater horseshoe bats in the last couple of years, and it just becomes really fascinating how their life and the way that they care for their young and their habits. And on our website through the summer, we have a video link to look inside a roost, and you can see the mums and their babies, and that's on our website, devonbatproject.org. But they've left the roost a bit now because the young have kind of grown up and they're out hunting for themselves now, and their mums are teaching them how to get about. So September's still a really good time to go out and see bats. And so of the over 20 events in our Bat Festival month this month, there's quite a few evening bat walks, including one each night of this week. So if people go and visit our website, devonbatproject.org, they can look at our events pages and find out how to book onto some of these events and try and see the bats and learn about them for themselves.
In fact, you've got one going ahead today, haven't you? That's Braunton
There's
Countryside
one tonight,
Centre.
Yes, so our project is focused on the maternity roosts of these bats, so where the mums are having their babies, and Braunton in North Devon is the only one that we know of in that area. So that should be a really good one, and the North Devon Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty team are partner on our project, so they're helping us run some of these events. And our project manager Ruth's going to be at that one, and she's also giving a talk before the walk. So
how
should be good.
How is the bat faring at the moment in general, not just the greater horseshoe? I mean,
yeah, so as well as the greater horseshoe bat, which has actually declined by over 90% in the UK in the last 100 years, bats across the country and globally really are declining, and it's all to do with losing their habitats, so the and loss of habitats, so the places where they're hunting and finding the insects that they like to eat, a lot of those places have disappeared. So for example, in the UK, we've lost about 98% of our wildflower meadows and about 50% of all our hedgerows. And those are both really fantastic places for insects to live, which makes them really great places for bats. So anything that we can do, individuals or landowners, anyone really, to help put back some of that is going to be good for bats. So we're really keen to get people excited about bats and actually show them that anyone, just one person with their garden, could do something that would help bats by perhaps planting some wildflowers that would attract nighttime pollinators, because great horseshoe bats love eating moths and they love beetles. So anything and smaller bats would eat smaller things like midges. So anything that attracts insects into your garden could help the bats that live in that area. And most people do have bats living around them. You said yourself you've got pipistrel bats living around where you live, and certainly if I go outside in my garden and I, at dusk and I look up, you know, you can can often see the silhouettes of the bats flying by just before it gets really dark.
It's great to see. It is just about what I call dimpsy. You know, the just before sun has finally gone down, out comes this bat, and he does his fantastic figure of eight flight. And I know what he's looking for, because there's a gap in the trees there, and that's where the midges collect.
Yes, and those small pipistrel bats, which are our most common ones, they can eat up to 3,000 midges in just one night. So they're quite good pest control as well to have in your garden. And they're great to see. And the thing about the bat walks is that it's exciting, because you can actually hear the bats, the sounds that they're making when they're using their echolocating, which is how they get around in the dark and find the insects that they want to eat.
I love the sound of pips and pints. Now, the catacombs in Exeter, Bartholomew Street there, as you go down Bartholomew Street, they are basically over the road and underneath you.
Which I
remember those as a child.
Yeah, so I haven't actually been in them myself, and I'm not on that walk, but Sarah Butcher, who's a member of Devon Bat Group, a very experienced sort of bat worker, she's going to be leading that walk, and I think that should be a really good one, especially like the idea of the pints as well.
Afterwards. Yeah, well, that's fine, that's good. Yeah, it's quite a good... Mind you, some of those catacombs, just be careful, some are still occupied. Yes, okay. I think I should warn you on that one. Bat walks, Devon's Remarkable Bats. You've got a bat talk. Join Dr. Fiona Matthews, Associate Professor of Mammalian Biology at Exeter University. We're talking top bat then.
Yes. So Fiona Matthews is the University of Exeter is a partner on our project as well. So they can provide some of that really good sort of scientific knowledge and research. And that promises to be a really interesting talk.
How I've got to ask, and I've put up my own bat box. How can you make your garden more bat friendly? You say plant, but is there anything else we can do?
So I think putting up a bat box is good. I mean, bats are quite picky and fussy, so you might have to put up quite a few to get even one of them in use by the bats. But it's a good alternative for them. But they'll also, smaller bats will live in bits of cracks in bark on trees or broken branches or bits of trees. So it's always good to actually leave your garden a bit messy, because if you have a little pile of twigs and things, that's good for things like hedgehogs, but it's also really good for insects. So again, you'll get lots more insects in your garden. So a wildlife friendly garden is often not a tidy garden, but certainly planting some wildflower meadow type plants in your garden, even in a tiny corner of your garden, could, if everybody did that in different areas, that could have a really big effect.
Wildlife friendly.
Yeah,
that's the way.
That's
the perfect way to describe it. I have got hedgehogs. I've also got bats. Certain people that have been through the garden suggest I also have wolverines and maybe the odd wildebeest, because things are a little bit thickety. That's the word to use.
Yes, well, that could be good. And also, I should mention that we're also holding something called the Devon Bat Survey, which again, if people look at devonbatproject.org under the survey section, people can actually book a slot to borrow some bat detecting equipment that they place in their garden or in a local area for 3 nights, and you leave it out and it records. It's really clever. It records all the bat activity, and then we analyse the data and we send people back a report a couple of months later telling them exactly which bats they have been using their garden. And so that's really good, because you might see a few in the evening, but you don't really know what's going on all through the night. So we're really hoping people can get involved in that. And across the county, and there's over 900 sort of slots have been available this year. It runs from April to October, and there are still some booking slots available for that. So I'd urge people to get in touch or have a look at our website and book a detector to find out what bats they've got.
That website again?
It's devonbatproject.org.
Helen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I'll need to borrow your equipment. Thank
you're welcome.